Rockies 102.9, The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
This Bob and Brian On Demand is brought to you by Mountain Dew. Mountain Dew exhilarates and quenches with its one-of-a-kind great taste. Mountain Dew, this is how we do.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the program from your Milwaukee Brewers. Chase Anderson. Good morning. Good afternoon, Chase. Jeez, I could not get that morning thing out of my head. Good afternoon. How are you?
Good afternoon to you guys. I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
Excellent. So you getting settled in now that the season's underway and you got your first homestand going on? You know where all your plates are, all your coffee cups, all your linens in your house again?
Yeah, you know, we're trying to. We're still sorting things out and trying to get everything settled in. But part of this job and part of this time of year. But it's exciting to get going again and be back in Milwaukee.
How many baseball gloves do you figure you have in your house right now?
My house, I'd say zero, but here in Milwaukee, in my house, about zero. But in Texas, my permanent address, probably about 25.
25. Have you ever thrown any away and said, yeah, I don't want this anymore?
Usually if I throw away, I'm usually giving away to some minor league guy that I know or donate it to a charity or something like that. But I try not to throw a good piece of leather away.
All right. Yeah. Probably not.
They last a long time.
Do you have a favorite glove? Are you sentimental? Superstitious?
I have one from my dad. I'm not left-handed. My dad was left-handed that he used to play catch me with. It had Don Drysdale on the palm. It was pretty cool. So I kept that one just for a keepsake.
Don Drysdale. Holy crap. That is old. That's a classic. Any other? Do you have any superstitions? Do you have a routine or anything you go through on the days that you pitch?
Not really. I if it's a night game, I eat a ham sandwich and shave my face. That's about it.
Yeah. Is it just
works out good that my facial hair doesn't grow very fast, so every fifth day that I pitch, it's about time to shave, and my wife's like, okay, if you want to kiss, you better shave your face, so it works out good.
Oh, okay, so it's not anything to do with, like, being uncomfortable on the mound or going, oh, the TV cameras are on, I better spiff up a little bit.
A ham sandwich? That doesn't seem like it's enough to get you through seven or eight innings, Chase. Yeah, I got to tell you.
If it's a night game, eating a big breakfast at home, my wife's cooking me a nice breakfast, so I just try to eat something light between lunch and dinner. Then I eat pretty heavy after the game.
What's the weirdest thing that anyone's that you've ever seen a teammate or heard of anybody else on the other team doing to get ready for a game? Like, I always have to do blank, and then I have to do blank, and then I have to do blank.
The weirdest thing...
Wade Boggs always ate the same
clock chicken when he was here
chicken
in Milwaukee.
Chicken dinner here in Milwaukee when he was playing.
He claimed there were hits in those chickens.
That's funny.
Yeah.
That's a good question. I don't know. I mean, I know guys that have some really, really crazy routines that are pretty, you know, by the time on the clock they have to do this, and by the next time they got to do that, but nothing really like strange that comes to mind. Yeah. I know. I don't think he did it before he pitched, but Wade Miley used to eat mayonnaise and some kind of other sandwich. It was pretty gross, actually, so he'd eat that quite a bit for lunch when I was in Arizona.
That ever hit you as strange? You ever say to him, what the F are you doing eating a mayonnaise sandwich?
I asked him in spring training because he was with us this spring, and he's still with us. He's trying to rehab and get back, but I think the consensus is he doesn't like those anymore. I think he's grown out of that.
I liked him. Now I don't like him anymore. Yeah. I've stopped doing that.
Yeah, he's moving on.
He's
good for him.
Matured.
Is this is a guy from Texas, and you're probably used to warmer weather. You're in Arizona for spring training. Is this cold weather here that we're having right now, does that have any effect on you? Because I know you have the stadium roof closed and all that stuff. But
yeah, I don't think it – I mean, inside, not really, but walking into the field, it's definitely cold. I mean, 35 is cold for us from the south, but I don't know about you guys. 35 is probably, like, pretty normal.
No, 35 is pretty cold this time of year.
That's what I thought, too.
Yeah, hitting the cold bell now. I mean, winter is, it's more than this. But Texas, I mean, and you're what, north central Texas? You're from that area?
Yeah, I'm Dallas area.
Yeah, that Super Bowl that was down there.
Oh, the Packers.
The Packers went down there, that was like 40 degrees that week.
That was February.
Yeah, but...
it gets cold. It'll sneak up on you a little bit. It'll be cold for a couple weeks, and it'll get back in the 60s, and it'll get cold again. But it doesn't stay cold too long, so that's kind of nice.
So how are you enjoying the season to this point? I mean, we're only a few games in, so it's hard to have any sort of real gauges on the thing, right?
Yeah, I mean, we're 4-3. I wish we'd have played a little better the last couple of days and in the St. Louis series. You know, pitching needs to step up a little bit. We need to get deeper in games and help the bullpen out and give our team a better chance to win. But I think the biggest thing for us is we're seven games in, we're 4-3. I mean, that's not too bad of a start. I mean, we start off really hot and we just kind of, you know, I think the biggest thing, we need to stay healthy and we need to continue just to be consistent on a day-to-day basis. And that's, you know, just what we do to prepare for the game and what we do on the field. But, you know, I have a good feeling about this team. You know, the guys in the clubhouse are awesome and it's fun to be around the guys. So, you know, we're looking for big things this season.
Speaking of staying healthy, did you talk to Corey Knebel at all last night?
I did. I just told him I was thinking about him, praying for him, and you know, hopefully when he got his MRI, which I don't know the results of that, it wasn't too bad. It looked pretty bad from watching it in the dugout, that's for sure.
It looked very bad when he went down. That thing looked awfully painful.
Yeah, I can't imagine pulling your hamstring like that. But I think I walked by him in the kitchen earlier today, and he was standing up, so that's definitely a good sign.
In the kitchen, so he felt good enough to eat anyway.
Yeah, he had to get him a little lunch in. You know, you gotta hydrate and, you know, make sure you're getting your nutrition in for the body. You know, we're fine tuned Ferraris over here.
Are you getting the Brewer Cubs vibe?
The hatred for the Cubs vibe
squared away.
Yeah, I'm getting there, you know. It's always a fun series against them and the Cardinals. Always anybody in the division, it's always a little bit of a rival, but more of the Cubs since they're so close. But, yeah, it's definitely those are high-energy series, and we look forward to those, and it's fun to play in those. And just, you know, you always want to come out on the winning end because it makes it even better.
Yeah, well, you're getting a pile of them in April here.
Yeah, for sure. You know, that can be good. You know, if we can play well in our division, that helps us out for the rest of the season and helps us out getting down the stretch. So take one day at a time.
Chase Anderson from the Brewers.
Is there an American League team you'd like to get your hands on just because, I don't know.
Your hands on.
You know, kind of just go where they are and beat them badly because you've just been hearing about them for a long time?
How about the Yankees? I've been hearing about them forever.
Yeah, I grew up, one of my best friends growing up was actually my catcher in high school, went to the same babysitter. He loved the Yankees, and I was so overhearing him say he loved the Yankees. You're supposed to be a Ranger fans when you live in Texas, or Astro fans,
right.
Clemens, Nolan Ryan, that kind of thing. But he loved the Yankees for some reason, and I just loved them because they're such a good franchise and such a, you know, always competitive year in and year out, and, you know, it's just history of baseball. So I respected his love for the Yankees, but I just got tired of hearing it.
All right, going back to when you were a kid and babysitters and stuff like that, what was the first baseball team you played on? Who was your sponsor?
First baseball team? I think it was the Grand Slammers, and it was T-ball.
Yeah.
And I think it was one of the local pediatricians was kind of our sponsors who helped us pay for our uniforms and equipment.
Do you remember who your first coach was?
My first coach? I can see his face right now, but I forget his name. I think his last name was Lambert. I think his dad, it was Alex Lambert was the son, but I forget his dad's name.
I guarantee you, he knows who you are, because every time you pitch, he goes, I had that kid, I was his first coach when he was like 7 years old. How old were you when you started in baseball?
Five years old, T-ball.
Okay. All right, what position did you play? You probably rotated around the field, right?
Yeah, I mainly played up the middle, you know, shortstop, second base. That was about it.
When did they go, this Chase kid, what's his name, Chase Anderson? Chase, what kind of first name is that? Anyway, he can pitch a little bit. Who was the first guy to spot you?
Yeah, I think it was my dad knew I had a decent arm, but he didn't know how to teach me mechanics. But I think it was my first travel ball coach named Doug McCullough, who was from California, but they owned like a little putt-putt in our hometown of Wichita Falls, and he saw that I had a pretty good arm and I had a decent throwing motion. So, you know, little league, I was 9 years old, they stuck me on the mound, and next thing you know, I could throw the ball over the plate for the most part at the time, and it kind of just went from there. But he was probably the first person that noticed that I could pitch a little bit, so, you know, hats off to Doug.
What came along first, location or speed?
Location, for sure. Location, yeah. Then the changeup came a little bit later on. Then, you know, speed's kind of been a thing that I've always never really had until this last season.
But to make it to the major leagues, you know, you're not going to be out there throwing, you know, 50-mile-an-hour fastball.
Correct. Yeah, that wouldn't be good.
No.
not for you anyway, for batters pretty much.
Yeah.
And that sort of thing takes a leap from layer to layer as you go through ball, right? I mean, high school, you might be the killer of the conference, and then you get up to levels of ball that started having A's in them, like double or triple, and it's different. And then the majors is another step up, right? I mean, speeds and...
Yeah, I mean, you go from T-ball to five pitch to little league to travel ball to high school baseball to junior college to Division I to... professional. So low A, like you said, double A, triple A, then you get to the big leagues. I mean, every step is definitely a stepping stone. My dad always said, like a funnel, the higher you go, the narrower it gets.
Right, the fastballs get faster, and the strike zones
get better.
Yeah,
and the screwballs get screwier.
Right,
all of that stuff. So you were when you were playing up the middle, you said, because you didn't pitch your whole life, you were batting all the time too, right?
Yeah, I batted a little bit. I've never been a great hitter, but I think I know why that's.
But when did you become the? Because pitchers notoriously are like, well, this is a punch out here. You just try and get to the top of the order again. When does it become like this real battle as a pitcher to hit the ball because you're not hitting every day?
When a guy's throwing 95 plus.
Okay. All right. That's a good point.
95 plus, and he can locate that. Then he can throw a curveball or off-speed pitch. It's really hard to hit that. So I have respect for hitters, but I got to keep that in mind for when I'm on the mound facing those guys. That it's not easy to do that what they're doing. So I can use that to my advantage too.
But you guys over at the Brewers, pitchers grind. You guys take batting practice and work on all that stuff every day, right? I mean, you don't take that lightly.
No, we don't. We hit in the cage every day, work on our bunting, our slashes, that kind of stuff. Because, I mean, if we can move a runner or if we can put the ball in play and do something, make something happen, that's definitely going to help us out and help the team out and hopefully get a win. So,
what pitcher on the staff really believes in his head that he is, I'm a hitter. I could hit every day if I had to. They needed me to step in pinch hitter. Who is it?
That's funny. I don't know if anybody truly believes they could hit every day, but I know Jimmy Nelson gets excited about hitting in the cage when he's healthy.
Sure.
He wants to hit the cage. And then Zach Davies is a good bunter. So we all think we can hit. But when we get out there, like, okay, this is a little bit tougher. We should probably not talk as much about it. Just try to – if we could go 2 or 3 every 5 days, that'd be pretty good. Then we could say we could hit.
All right. As a pitcher, do you feel like you have any advantages to what might be coming next? Like, here's what I would throw me next?
I try to think that way, but usually it doesn't happen.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. I try to think that a little bit when I'm out there, like a guy telling me all heaters, he's going to try to break off a curveball or something like that. Or he's telling me some soft stuff, he's going to try to pump a heater in here. So I'm trying to think along with the pitcher, but, you know, you never know, obviously, what they're thinking. So you just try to – sometimes you're just guessing.
How is Jimmy Nelson these days anyway?
He's doing good. He's a workaholic. He's in the weight room as we speak, getting ready, trying to, you know, continue to get his rehab going. And, you know, he's definitely ahead of schedule, and he's feeling really good. And, you know, Jimmy had a breakout year like, you know, a bunch of us did last year. So if we get him back healthy, it's going to really boost our team.
When was the last time you chewed so much gum your jaws hurt?
Probably when I was back in Arizona in spring training. In Arizona, I had like 15 pieces in my mouth, and I was wore out after that one.
You going to go for 16 at any time?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Let us know when you do.
Yeah.
I will.
Sometime during the season?
Yeah, hopefully we'll be watching. I'll be like pointing to the camera and be pulled up the number 1 and 6.
You're not pitching tonight, so what is the routine for the rest of your day on an off day like this for you?
As soon as I get off the phone, I'm going in the weight room, getting loose. I'm gonna do a full body lift, then I'm gonna throw a bullpen, then I'll run some routes to keep my legs conditioned. Then I'm gonna go do some arm, shoulder, and elbow care. Then I'm gonna do some soft tissue work. Then probably some contrast in the hot and cold tub, hit some BP in the cage, and then eat some pregame food and watch a game.
You have to do all that before 7 o'clock. That sounds like quite a schedule, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Every day.
So this phone call is really screwing up your schedule, Chase?
No. This is just getting me mentally prepared for that.
Just wonder if you took a ball player from, say, I don't know, the 40s and threw him in there on this schedule. What am I doing?
Yeah, he'd probably show up at 5 or 6. And just
right, and then rode out to the game with the cigars in your back pocket and
Have a couple of beers.
Those are the days right there.
All right. Well, Chase, I know you got a busy schedule. Thanks for the time this afternoon. We appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thanks again. I appreciate it.
You bet. Thank you, guys. Chase Anderson from the Brewers.